Welcome to our podcast, where we explore the intersection of tourism and politics. Today, we have with us a caller who is a keen tourist and who has recently returned from a trip abroad. Can you tell us about your experience and how you feel tourism and politics are tied up with each other?
Definitely. I visited a few different countries on my trip, and in each one I found that the government and tourism industry were closely connected. In some cases, the government was actively working to prop up the tourism industry, while in others, the industry seemed to shoulder much of the burden when it came to issues arising from political instability.
Can you give us an example of a country where you felt the government was actively working to prop up the tourism industry?
Yes, I visited India and I found that the government was investing a lot of resources into promoting the country as a tourist destination. They were offering tax incentives for hotels and other tourism-related businesses, and they were also heavily promoting the country's rich cultural heritage through various marketing campaigns.
And can you give an example of a country where you felt the industry was shouldering much of the burden when it came to issues arising from political instability?
Yeah, I visited Nepal and there was a lot of political turmoil happening at the time. I found that the tourism industry was really struggling as a result. Many of the local businesses that rely on tourism, like hotels and restaurants, were experiencing financial stagnation because of the drop in visitors.
It's interesting to hear how tourism and politics can be so closely connected. Do you think it's important for there to be a mutual understanding and cooperation between the two?
Absolutely. I think it's important for the government and the tourism industry to work together to ensure that the country is seen as a safe and desirable destination for visitors. And it's also important for tourists to be aware of the political climate of a country before they visit, so they can make informed decisions about their travel plans.
Thank you for sharing your insights with us. It's been great having you on the show.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure. I am off to plan my next trip.
Good luck.